for the simple reason a lot of people relied on the cisterns, you know, for water supply. And consequently, why, when you'd
so you had to dig one fast.
Get a drought like that, a lot of times people would, if they run completely and had to haul water, you know, then they would use that time for cleaning the cistern, you know, and get in and take the last water, you know, and clean the cistern out, the scum and all that, you know, wash it down and then be ready for when it rained again, you know, to fill it back up.
Folks was tough in those days.
That's right.
To drink that water. Now, if you say the wind had been very gentle and it was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
If the wind was calm, you say?
And then, yes.
And it started getting stronger?
Yeah. We're saying that in the papers. Picking up, or?
Well, you'd say the wind's kind of picking up, or fixing to blow a blue norther or something like that, you know.
And what if it'd been a real strong wind and it just started kind of doing, you know?
Well, if it'd been a strong wind and it was dwindling out, you know?
Yeah.
You'd say the weather was laying, you know. That was on nautical time, you know. In other words, weather subsiding, see?
I see.
And,
now on a tight morning, where in the fall, say, you first go outdoors, have to go back in and get yourself a coat. You know, it'd be a little cold, but not disagreeably cold. You say it's a little
nippy.
Nippy. Okay. And if it got cold enough to kill the, say, in the spring, kill the tomatoes or something, you'd call that a
frost.
You had a real bad one. Did you have just a light one?
Light frost and a heavy frost.
Okay. You say it got so cold, the lake did what?
Froze over. Well, in other words, we didn't have any lakes around here. When it get cold enough for the bayous to freeze, you know.
Yeah.
It was cold as a world egg in Idaho. I mean, that's
pretty cold.
That meant it was cold.
And your water pipes might
freeze up.
Now you said you used to call the room where the place where you entertained everybody the kitchen. Is it?
Well, in other words, it was in my home. It was always the kitchen. Of course, now some of the bigger homes that had a room that they entertained, it was called a parlor.
Yeah.
See, that was the uptown folks, you know, they called it a parlor. And but most of the time, the construction of the houses for the poor people, it was just bare necessities. What I mean by that, bedrooms and kitchen, you know, and dining areas, that's been porches. And like I said, as a general rule, most of the kids all, until they got up a certain age, you know, you might have three or four in one room, you know. And
the wheels and the buggy would fit onto the
axle.
Yeah, and of course you drive your horses. You hurt when you want them to go faster.
You had a whip.
Well, okay. Never used it.
No.
What did you used to break the ground with?